Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Activities Director Ryan Paulson about the governor's recent proclamation and how it relates to school-sponsored activities. The governor's proclamation has put more restrictions in place, especially regarding gatherings and things like that. We knew of some of these proclamations and these restrictions before things came out on Monday night with the governor's proclamation, but I guess what's kind of your reaction to, you know, what she had to say and just the cancellation of certain things and, you know, having to switch things around?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on, John. We're just having to be flexible and adaptable and, you know, just control what we can control and, you know, find that balance of you know, obviously keeping everybody safe and everybody's health and well-being being the number one priority and having school and activities going on at the same time. It's a difficult dynamic, but we're trying our best to pull it all off. We're just grateful that our kids can continue to have activities at the high school level. Obviously, she put a pause button on middle school sports, so, you know, that's just something that we're having to deal with from our middle school girls basketball and middle school wrestling teams that have their seasons before Christmas. And then trying to work our plan that we put together to address how we're going to handle mitigating COVID. We had a good fall plan that allowed us to have very few issues kind of district-wide and specifically in activities, and we're using basically a copy of that for the winter, and our coaches and kids have done a really good job of buying into that. I mean, they're motivated to have seasons, and they want to be able to have a sense of normalcy and, you know, sticking to our plan and, you know, wearing a mask when you're supposed to wear a mask and keeping apart and, you know, practicing good hygiene. Those things give us the best chance to try and have activity. So that's what we're doing.
For sure. Now, of course, two spectators per participant for varsity high school sports and activities and things like that. We know this is a statewide thing now, of course, but I guess if you could just explain how that process is going to work with getting people into the buildings at Knoxville.
Yeah, so what we'll do, John, is we'll do it all digitally so that we don't have to, there's going to be extra work no matter which way you do it, whether you do like a paper copy, you know, a hard physical copy or digitally. We're going the digital route where we basically share a document that can be edited with the opposing school or schools. If it's a multi-team event, they fill that in. We'll print it out right before the gate opens and we check people off as they come in. Other schools are printing, you know, actual cards, sending them to schools. Kids have to get those to parents or whomever. So, I mean, every school is going to do it a little bit different. And that's just part of, you know, being flexible and adapting. And these are just the times that we live in. And, you know, if we want to have sports and activities now during this time, this is just one of the things that we've got to be able to do.
Yeah, for sure. So then for parents that are wanting to go to away games, then are they still going to do it through, is it still through Knoxville schools, or what's kind of the process with the away games then?
Yeah, so the host school will communicate out how they're going to handle the two spectators per participant, and then once we get that information, we pass it on to our coaches, whether it's done digitally like we are or if it's done through actual physical tickets. It's just a matter of communication between schools and then within schools from AD to coaches and parents and kids.
Okay. You'd mentioned briefly middle school sports earlier. We know those are paused until at least December 10th. Is that games and practices included, or are they still able to do some sort of practice during this time?
Well, there was a clarification that that came out, I believe it was last night, from supposedly the governor's spokesperson clarified that maybe some middle school activities could take place if they're, you know, not contact involved, you know, social distancing maintained. That gets kind of difficult to do with basketball and wrestling. Are there some conditioning things that maybe could happen if that were to be the case? So the latest information that we saw from the state was that everything below the high school level was paused until Thursday, December 10th at 11:59 p.m., and then there was some information circulating online last night that maybe there were some clarifications or small group activities that could happen for middle school sports. We're still trying to get to the bottom of that, but for now, we're still paused for middle school sports.
Okay, makes sense. And then as far as facility usage for outside groups, I understand the district decided to go from Tier 2 back to Tier 1. Is there anything about that you're able to share?
Well, no, it was just more so in reaction to the governor's proclamation. A lot of our groups right now that are using our facilities are youth basketball teams, youth wrestling teams, and with the governor's proclamation, you know, the other day basically she said anything below high school level is put on pause, you know, minus the you know, we're still trying to figure out the clarification I talked about in the previous answer. But since those are the groups that are primarily the ones using our facility right now, we just thought it was a good step to take to kind of revert back to Tier 1. Obviously, there's an uptick in virus activity. We want to try and limit exposure amongst all parties. And, you know, our priorities are, you know, keeping kids in school, keeping kids safe. You know, then after that, you know, keeping our school-sponsored activities going as much as possible. And, you know, again, we're just trying to play it day by day. Things change very, very quickly, and so we're just trying to be flexible and adapt to that.
For sure. Well, I guess at this point, is there anything else you have to share about activities and athletics as it relates to the recent proclamation?
You know, just that our kids, our coaches, our parents, they've done a really good job of just doing what we've asked them to do this fall and so far this winter with regard to things that we're doing to try and to mitigate COVID and still have activities. You know, like I said, I think in the intro, you know, kids want to have their season. You know, some of these kids lost an entire spring season last year. Some of them lost half of a summer season. You know, they have friends that, you know, had to lose games this fall for varying reasons. So our kids are motivated to have sports and to have their seasons. And, you know, for seniors, this is it. This is the last go around. You only get 1 4-year window of your life to do this stuff. So they're motivated to do, you know, whatever we ask them to do to give ourselves the best chance for having seasons. And, you know, and I just want to thank our coaches and kids and parents and community members for helping us do that so far.
Thanks to Knoxville High School Activities Director Ryan Paulson for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.